Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. In the Christian calendar, today is what is referred to as Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is the beginning of what is commonly known as the season of Lent. Down through Christian history, Ash Wednesday has been a solemn reminder of human mortality. The terms ashes to ashes and dust to dust is utilized during most Ash Wednesday services. Now, there are several purposes of Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday demonstrates the need for forgiveness and reconciliation with God. The Psalm 51 is often read and referred to on Ash Wednesday. Psalm 51 was written by King David, where he acknowledges his sin of adultery with Bathsheba and pleads with God for his forgiveness. Let me read the first four verses of Psalm 51. King David writes, quote, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." You know, when you read these words aloud, you can just feel the shame, you can just feel the guilt and the remorse David is experiencing for his sinful actions. Now, to his credit, David offers no excuses for the evil he committed. He takes ownership of his sins. He directly acknowledges what he has done. Brethren, I have to ask, how quickly are we to acknowledge our own sins? Do we make excuses? Or do we, as David did, take responsibility for our own actions? Brethren, acknowledging that we have sinned is the first step in becoming forgiven and reconciled with God. But there is more to be done than just that, and we can't do it alone. After the acknowledgement of his sin, in verse 10, David said this, quote, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Let us pray. Father God, help us to follow this example of King David. Create in us also a pure heart. Instill in us a desire to become more like your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.